Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. I believe we left off at Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, li'ishasa tzimirasa, for curing a fever, lishkal sakina tekul parzela, a person should take a knife made out of completely iron, v'leza lehecha di'ika vardina, and he should go to a place where there is a bush, v'likter be'nira barka, and he should tie a strand of hair that's in the shape of a plow, I think. Yomakam lichrok be'porta, on the first day, he should singe a little bit of the bush. V'leiman, he should say, v'yera melech Hashem elav. L'machar, the next day, lichruk beporta. Again, he should, or maybe snip off a little bit of the bush. V'leiman, he should say, v'yera melech asur navere. L'machar, lichruk beporta. Again, v'leiman, he should say, v'yera Hashem kisar liros. Why doesn't he say during these days at least mention the pasuk of Al Tikrav Halom, which was the instruction that Moshe Rabbeinu had not to come too close? Elo liyomakam aleim, on the first day he should say the two pasukim vayar malach Hashem elav vayomer Moshe ulamacher leim vayar Hashem kisal leros and ulamacher vayom Al Tikrav Halom v'chi pasuk lei, and when the machala seizes lisate v'lifsake, he should lower the bush close to the ground and he should cut it. And say, not because you are the tallest of the trees, that Hashem rested his shechina on you, it's because you are the lowest of all the bushes, that he placed his shechina on you. And just like you saw the ash, and you ran from in front of them, just like the fire saw Hanani Mishal Vazaria and ran away from them, Kentach Mine Ishasa Laploni Barplonis Viterok Min Kadmohi. So too the fire should see me, Ploni Barplonis, and run away from me. Lisimta, for refuah of a different disease that involves some sort of boils on a person's body, Le Mahachi, you should say as follows: Baz Bazia Mas Masya Kas Kasya Shirlai Var Malai Ilin Malachi Dishtalchume Aradis Dom. And for refua of different types of painful boils, he should say bzach bzech bas bzech mas bzech kamun kameich einayich bich asrich bach, that stand up and don't spread, I mean stay still, zareich kikolut, your zera should be like a person who's unable to have children, v'kipirda delo parvelo ravia, and should be like a mule that's unable to do Purvu. So too, you, the disease, should not spread and should not expand in the body of me. L'kipa le'mahachi, for a refua of boils, he should say, Cherev shluf of a kela netusha lo shmei yochav cholin machovin. L'shida le'mahachi, if a shade bothers him, he should say, Haves depakik depakik haves, lita tavorim mishumes, bartit bartama bartina kishamgaz merigaz v'istamai. L'shida debesak, he say, if the shade of the bathroom bothers him, le mahachi, you should say the following: Ar kerkafi da ari va alusi de kuryasa ishkachun lishidai bar shrek yapanda b'meishar de karti chavtei below the chamar chamarti. Whatever these incantations are. O b'nei melachim b'zagin, and then we said that b'nei melachim are allowed to go out with bells, and everyone go out with them. It's just that dibur chacham behova, we're speaking about the most common cases. So man tanu, who's the tanu that holds that everybody, even an anisha b'Yisrael, is allowed to go out with bells that are made for b'nei melachim? So Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Shimon, he, damar kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, heim. Rabbi Shimon holds that all of kol Yisrael has a din of b'nei melachim, and therefore we're all allowed to go out wearing such bells, and it's considered to be a tachshit for all of us, not a masu. Rav Amar Ba'arig Biksuso V'Divrei Hakol, that it's talking about where the bell is woven into your garment, and the Mishnah is going like everybody, like every Shita, that everybody is allowed to go out with such bells that there's not a chashash that you're going to come to carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. New Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to bring a machlokas whether you're allowed to go out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with certain items for refuah. Yotzin Bebeitza Sachargol Ubishay Shuel Ubemasmar Minatzalov Mishum Refuah. Divrei Meir. Meir holds the person can go brought into Rosh Hashanah Rabin with a certain type of grasshopper, with a fox's tooth, and with a like a nail that they hang on a tree, and or a peg that they would hang on a tree, and all that is Mishum Rafu, according to Rami Avraham. So the Chum say, Af Bechol, Mishum Dake Amori, that even Bechol, these Rafuos are Dake Amori, and they're Asr Min HaTorah. So you're not even allowed to go out with them. V'cham, not Omrim. V'cham Osrin Af Bechol, Mishum Dake Amori. The Chum say, it's Osr even on a weekday, because it's a violation of Dake Amori to go out with such things. So it's nothing to do with Shabbos, even a weekday, because it's a violation of the Isser of practicing the Dake Amori. Yotzin Bebet Sachargol Da Avdi L'Shichala. They can go out with the Beit HaSachargol because they do that for certain ear ailments. So B'shein Shel Shuel Da Avdi L'Shinta. The fox's tooth helps with certain teeth ailments. The Chaya L'man Dinayim Dimisa L'man Delonayim. A tooth of a live fox for someone who sleeps a lot and they want to wake him up. The tooth of a dead fox for one who's having trouble sleeping. Obemisvar Min Atzolav Da Avdi L'Zirpa. And you can go out with a certain peg that they would hang on a tree for someone who needs to cure some sort of swelling, and that serves as a refua. Now the Mishnah had said mishum refua divrei meir. The meir holds mishum refua, but the Chum say it's aser always because of darkei amori. So the Gemara says what refua would be aser mishum darkei amori, and what refua would not be aser mishum darkei amori. Amori abayi rav dami tarvayu kol davar sheish mishum refua ein mishum darkei amori. Anything that gives an obvious refua, like drinking some sort of something that will provide a refuah and placing a bandage on a makkah, is not a violation of darkei amori. Ha'ein bo mishum refuah yesh bo mishum darkei amori. So ask the Gemara. Wow. So it sounds like something that is not going to provide an obvious refuah, like reciting some sort of incantation, should be a violation of darkei amori. Ay bet v'atanya, we have a brisa ilan shemesh peirosav. If you have a tree that because its fruits are so fat that the fruits just fall off of it. Soker b'sikra, you tie a red, you paint a red band around it. V'tarna b'avanim, and you weigh it down with stones, and that's going to help it. So bishlam tarna b'avanim ki echidil chushchele. I understand why tarna b'avanim helps, because you're going to weaken the tree, and therefore the fruits are not going to fall off anymore. Ela soker b'sikra may refu akavit. But in what way is painting a red band around the tree going to accomplish anything? Says Gemara, of course it does. That way people will see it and they'll daven for it. They'll know that there's a problem with that tree and they'll say a short tefillah. Like the Brisa tells us about a mitzvah, the tami yikra, tzarech lodia, tzarech l'rabim, rabim, vaksham alav rachamim, that if a person becomes a mitzvah, he has to let his tzar be known to the public, and then the public will ask for rachamim on his behalf. Amar Ravina, command to linan, kufse bedikla. Who do we, according to whose opinion, do we hang a cluster of dates on a dekel as a simen that it's losing its fruits, that people should daven for it? Ki etana, like this Tana of the Brisa, that the Chola has to let his tsar be known so that people will daven for him. So that's an important Indian, that a person who is ill sometimes doesn't want to let it be known that he's ill. Probably better to let it be known, and that way people will be able to daven for the person. So now the Gemara goes back to refuos, whether they are a violation of darkei amori or not. So we said so far it has to be a rational refuah, something that's obviously providing a refuah. So and rational includes tefillah. Tefillah is also rational. Tani tana beperik amorai. One of the chacham of the Brisa in the parak that deals with darkei amori. Kameh de Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, in front of Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, so he was teaching the Inyanim of Darkei Amori. So Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said to the Chacham, Kulu ispu mishum darkei amori. All the halachos that are mentioned there don't make the mistake of saying that it's ein bo mishum darkei amori. They're all a violation of darkei amori, and you should make sure the proper girsi is that yesh bo mishum darkei amori levar mehani, except for two halachos that I'm about to tell you, that they and they alone are not a violation of darkei amori. The first one is mishi yesh lo etzem begrono mevi me'osu amin umaniach lei al katkado. If a person has a bone in his throat, they should bring a bone from that exact animal and put it on the head of this person. Ein bo mishum darkei amari. And doing that is not darkei amari. Le'idra, for if a person has a fishbone stuck in his throat, le'mahachi, he should say the following: Nigatzta kemachat nin alta kitris shaya shaya. And that's also not a violation of Darkei Amori. So the Gemara brings other things that are mentioned in that Tosefta. Ha'omer gadi gadi v'snuk lo ashki uvushki yesh bo mishum Darkei Amori. If a person says such an incantation, that is Darkei Amori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gad eino elo lashon avodah zarah. Gad does not mean Darkei Amori, it's a lashon avodah zarah. Shnemar ha'orchem l'gad shulchan. So someone who says that is chayiv because he's calling out shem avodah zarah, not Darkei Amori. Hu b'shma v'hi b'shmo yesh bo mishum Darkei. If a man and a woman change their names, they switch their names at night, and he's called by her name and she's called by his name, that's Darkei Amori. Dunu Dani, yesh bo mishum Darkei Amori. Using the terms Dunu Dani, that's a violation, meaning carry my barrels, that's a violation of Darkei Amori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein dan el lashon avodah zarah. It's not Darkei Amori, it's worse. Avodah zarah. Shnemar hanishba'im ba'ashmas shomron va'amru chaya lokecha dan. So we darshan from the fact that dan is lashon avodah zarah. Someone who calls that lashon is chayiv for calling out shem avodah zarah. Homer la'orev tzarach. If a person that calls out to an orev, the lachash of tzarach, because at that time he's ula orvata, or for a female orev, when it's crying out, tzriki v'chaziri lachsina veichla Tova, yesh b'mishum Darkei Amori. That too is a violation of Darkei Amori. Ha'omer shachatu tarnagol ze shakara arvis tarnagolas shakara gavris yesh b'mishum Darkei Amori. If a person says that shecht this tarnagol that calls out like an orev, or shecht this tarnagolas because it calls like a male tarnagol, so that's a violation as well of Darkei Amori. If a person drinks and keeps on leaving over, that's also a violation of Darkei Amori. Okay, we're well in Talmud Beis, but maybe we'll stop here so that we'll leave something over for Amud Beis, Bez Hashem, in the next year.